USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Department of Justice has reclaimed some of the ransom that Colonial Pipeline paid following a ransomware attack. The DOJ was able to recover more than $2 million worth of Bitcoin, about half of the $4.3 million the company paid to the criminal DarkSide group accused of perpetrating the attack. The Colonial Pipeline that supplies nearly half of the fuel to the east coast of the nation was hit with a ransomware attack in May, shutting down the pipeline for several days and causing fuel shortages across the southeast. And Texas Governor Greg Abbott has signed a law that will ban vaccine passports in his state. Abbott tweeting Monday that the law prohibits any business operating in the state from requiring vaccine passports or any vaccine information, adding that his state is 100% open without any restrictions. Private businesses that try to require proof of vaccination from their customers will not be allowed to contract with the state and could lose any licenses or permits. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
Vice President Kamala Harris announced several steps that the federal government would be taking to try to deal with the crisis at the southern border. Speaking after a meeting with Guatemala's president, Harris said new task forces would be created to fight human trafficking and corruption. She also told people not to come to the U.S.'s southern border.
I want to be clear to folks in this region who are thinking about making that dangerous trek to the United States-Mexico border. Do not come. Do not come. The United States will continue to enforce our laws and secure our border. There are legal methods by which migration can and should occur. But we, as one of our priorities, will discourage illegal migration.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
South Dakota's governor made a big impact this past weekend at the North Carolina GOP convention that was headlined by former President Donald Trump. Tim Berg reports.
Kristi Noem governs a state that's about 1,500 miles away, but the South Dakota Republican appeared to be a big hit with North Carolina's GOP at their convention on Saturday. Noem criticizing Tony Fauci, the infectious disease expert, who had told her that South Dakota would need 10,000 hospital beds when the coronavirus reached its peak in the state. Turns out, she said, South Dakota only needed 600 beds when infections hit their highest point. Noem also saying people in her state like their freedom as opposed to the states that were locked down, such as New York and California.
The first time you heard my name was because the liberals were busy kicking me in the head for all the decisions I was making in South Dakota, right? Right? Rachel Maddow, Elizabeth Warren, all talking about how I was irresponsible, I was reckless, I was a denier. But I want you to know something, that my people are happy, and they're happy because they're free. They're free and their freedoms were protected this last year.
And an official with the World Health Organization says that the agency doesn't have the power to force China to be more transparent about the origins of COVID-19. Mike Ryan, head of the organization's emergencies program, told reporters on Monday that they cannot compel any member to cooperate with an investigation, but that they do expect their members to support those investigations. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.